First hearing, 2007, of the Elections Reapportionment and Constitutional Amendments Committee. Welcome, everyone. Apparently, we do have a quorum, so we will take the roll.
Batten. Cogdill.
Here.
Cogdill here. Migdon. Migdon here. Oropeza.
I'm here as well. Okay, the committee hearing will now come to order. Today we are going to hear SB 113. I'm going to have to excuse myself to go. Oh, that's right. I will have to excuse myself to present the bill here shortly. But first, I would like a motion to adopt the rules of the committee. Do we have a motion?
I shall make that motion.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
So be it.
Calderon?
Yes.
Aye. Batten. Cogdill.
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Migdon.
Aye.
Migdon, aye. Oropeza.
Today, SB 113, Senator Calderon. Senator, are you prepared to introduce your bill?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chair.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate Bill 113 requires that the California presidential primary election be conducted on the first Tuesday in February while maintaining the current June primary for legislative and congressional races. Now, California is the biggest and most influential state in the union, yet its current June presidential primary virtually ensures that the major party nominees will be determined long before voters cast their ballots. Now, a February presidential primary will encourage presidential candidates to campaign here and to debate and discuss issues and policies important to our people. California voters deserve to play a major role in deciding the presidential nominees. Now, under this bill, only Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, and South Carolina will hold primaries or caucuses before California. Along with many of the legislatures, Governor Schwarzenegger has publicly stated his strong support for moving our presidential primary forward. While this bill has no formal opposition, counties have expressed concerns over the costs. Specifically, they do not want to get stuck with the bill. And as you know, the legislature did reimburse the counties for their costs associated with conducting the 2005 election. Although fiscal considerations are still being discussed, I am confident that we will do the right thing again. There's also been much public speculation about this bill tied to a ballot measure to reform redistricting and term limits. Let me be perfectly clear about this. Discussions regarding redistricting and term limit reform will undoubtedly continue and may or may not come to fruition, but that is a separate and distinct issue. SB 113 is intended to give California voters a greater voice in choosing the next president, a voice that is long overdue. Please join me in returning significance to California's presidential primary and making the collective voices of our people heard nationwide by supporting SB 113. I ask for your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Do you have witnesses in support? Anyone that wishes to?
May I ask a question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Have we yet addressed the issue of other constitutional officers and
We have not.
Okay.
We have not.
All right. Witnesses in support?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Sue Blake. I'm with the Governor's Office of Planning and Research, and we're here to testify in favor of the bill. As you know, California has been a national leader on a host of issues, environmental protection. He's led the healthcare debate. Unfortunately, California is last in line, or nearly last in line, when it comes to the selection of the presidential nominees. We feel that this bill would move California to the forefront and put us in the front where we believe that a leading nation state such as California would have a more prominent place. Governor also expects that the presidential, moving the presidential primary forward would make California a place where candidates would want to come and would want to do more than just fundraise, but would engage California in the national debate. For those reasons, we are in support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further support? Witnesses in support? Seeing none, any witnesses in opposition?
Mr. Chair, thank you. Steve Weir, Registrar from Contra Costa County and President of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officials. Let me start off by saying that we're not opposed to the bill. Our association has not taken a stance and would be neutral on this, I trust, if we did. This is a policy issue that's within your purview, and it's not something that we would want to address. Having said that, we want to conduct your elections in a fair and efficient way. There are some issues that we would like to address, perhaps separately from this bill, but on a parallel track, that would make this an easier process for us to perform our function with our voters. One being the cost, and we do, you know, appreciate the sensitivity to having those numbers brought forward. We're working on those right now. And secondly, there's an issue that, again, is not to be tied with this bill, we understand that, but to go back to a precinct size option that the counties could choose to use for this and other elections next year.
Okay. Are you requesting any amendments to this bill?
Not at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Any other witnesses in opposition? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Karen Keene on behalf of the California State Association of Counties. We all are also not opposed to moving the primary, but we do have significant concerns with the cost associated with this proposal, and we would suggest and strongly urge that the author amend the bill to ensure that counties' costs are addressed up front in the bill and in for all future presidential elections that would occur in February. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, Paul Smith with the Rural Counties Association. I want to echo Ms. Keene's comments. We, too, are not in opposition to moving the primary. We want to just make sure there's a funding mechanism put in this bill or in some other vehicle as soon as possible to ensure that counties, again, are not stuck with that bill.
Okay. Thank you. Any other witnesses in opposition? Any other
question?
Yes, Senator Mignan.
I'm peppy, Mr. Vice Chair, so when it's early in the morning, I have a few questions. Doesn't Prop 1A require the state to backfill counties' costs, and therefore wouldn't the elections or special elections fall into the purview of what has been voter-approved for county reimbursements? I don't know if the registrars necessarily know that, Mr. Chairman, but it's just a question I would have of this committee.
Darren, why don't you answer that?
Senator, it was flagged by council as a state mandate, so it's just it's a matter of what mechanism is going to be used to fund, assuming that decision obviously is made at a much higher pay grade than mine, how that will occur and when it would occur. That's the details.
No, what I want to know is I think it's expressly, I know it's flagged, but I would like to just know this going forward just because we did approve Prop 1A, which did say counties that had costs as a result of mandates or backfill losses would in fact be entitled to reimbursement. So it doesn't mean I specifically need it now, but I'm wondering if that's an automatic going forward mechanism that will assure these registrars in effect that those funds are there. Well, and whether for this or others, I'm just want to be edified about how that works.
I'll get that specific information to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll check with
I appreciate
people.
That.
Yeah, Senator, we'll research that. But historically, we've found a way to pay for the special elections. In fact, for 2005, we did a separate bill to fund the governor's special election. So there will be vehicles available. I prefer not to look at any amendments here in the Senate. We'll take most of our amendments, in the Assembly. The bill, I just want to keep the bill moving along. I understand Approps is having a special hearing tomorrow as well, so.
Well, I think that would be a concern that I would have the bill. I think with what the what you're being asked for is more specifics relating to when will we get paid back.
Right.
As we're all, painfully well aware as it relates to local governments and the mandates that we put on them, we find many ways to, give you a dollar a year type of thing and with a promise to pay you someday, and that really doesn't help them, obviously, in dealing with their own budget issues. So I think it's an important concern that we should look at as the bill moves forward.
I agree. We'll address that.
Yes. Senator Oropeza?
Amazingly peppy, too. shockingly so, frankly.
Good. I like that.
But just to, share the concern, but not really in the new dynamic. Mm-hmm. I think that should give great comfort. 1A should give great comfort. Yes. This is a new paradigm, frankly. And so I don't think it's necessary, Mr. Chair, to even consider amendments, because as Ms. Migden mentions, I think there's great comfort in 1A that these things will be taken care of. The voters have spoken, made it clear that these mandates should be covered, and so the legislature has its direction.
And peppy comment is appreciated.
I wanted to just lastly outline, because California, therefore, under this bill, would be seeking to move the primary date up to become fifth in the nation, I believe, according to our analysis.
Correct.
And that's until and unless other states takes options to move. I would like to know about the DNC, if we have that information now, because the Democratic National Committee, of course, has set forth its schedule and wants to penalize candidates or states that go outside of that. And I noticed in the analysis that we had engaged in discussions about having them reconsider. And have we any updates or thoughts on that? Is there a...
Thus far, both leadership, Senator Pro Tem Parada and the Speaker Nunez had requested in writing that the DNC not go forward with the plan having to do with extending or expanding the amount of delegates per
penalizing them.
Yes. Yeah. So we've asked that they not go forward with that. Uh-huh. I don't have any formal response from them, but they certainly know the momentum of this bill and the support that it's building. And since we have not heard back from them yet, I would think that's a good sign.
We're moving forward, and we'll continue those discussions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator.
I had a couple of additional questions, again, on this issue of the cost. Do you have any estimate on what this will cost to hold this separate primary?
Well, the LAO has a figure at about $56 million. There are figures that are being discussed of up to 90, so it's within that range.
Okay. The other question I have relating to effectiveness, and I certainly agree with what it is we're trying to accomplish here, to make California more of a player in the presidential politics and in the election of our president. I guess my concern is, what if we find that because other states react in some of the ways that are anticipated, that that effectiveness doesn't really materialize? Is there an opportunity to quickly revert back and move the presidential primary to June without taking additional action?
Well, whether other states follow suit, and I understand there are several others, four or five others, that also want to move their primaries up to February, whether that happens or not, California still becomes more relevant by moving us up to February. Putting it back to June is going to put us at the end of the line again and having no say, relatively no say, in who the nominee is for president.
Always by emergency legislation suspend.
Right.
And I think that what I had learned, Senator Calderon, I think there are others that want to join us in that particular Tuesday to make a new Super Tuesday. Mm. And they would probably now, with the schedule, Mr. Chairman, just be able to, and I'm not sure, would have to join us on the same day. I think that would be the issue. There would be others that would be fifth with us on a new Super Tuesday.
Okay. Any further comments or questions?
Move the bill.
We have a motion. We have a second. Yes. We have a motion and a second. Clerk, please call the roll.
Batten. Cogdill. Migdon.
Aye.
Migdon, aye. Oropeza.
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Calderon.
Aye.
Calderon, aye.
That motion has three votes. We'll leave the roll open. And thank you very much for your presentation.
Is that all it takes?
Oh, I thought there was committee of one. Okay. I'm sorry, I was mistaken. The three votes are enough to put the bill out. So your bill is out. Congratulations.
Please, just wanted to thank everybody for their attention and their attendance here today. The business of the committee is done. We are now adjourned.